This is Will Not with a PM Boo. Yeah, I am about to blunder in to Top Goal's class, which is tagged tip-PM, that's TIPP-PM. And it's to do with a couple of project management observations, a question, and, well, something that might come in useful. The question is actually a simple one. I'm looking at the MVC, the model view controls, and I'm kind of wondering, did they beget UML, the unified modeling language that they used for the software development and figuring out what's going on where? And I suppose something that you ought to remember in the class, and something that Bernie ought to look at, is, well, you are going to be looking at invoicing. Invoicing is kind of the evil twin of budgeting planning. Sometimes when you're doing project management, you're doing it in order to make sure that the project is progressing as it should be. Often you're going to be using it in a planning capacity to see, this is what we would like it to be. This is what it should be. This is what we predict it to be. And part of that is going to be, can we actually afford to do it? Not necessarily cash. Can we do this in-house with the people that are there? Will there be a huge in one department and then a famine afterwards, or indeed a famine beforehand? Do we have to outsource part of this project? Is there a part that can be outsourced so that can work in parallel with the development somewhere else? Or, to put it simply, can Eve do her stuff when only Bob or Alice is finished, or does she need both of them to be done? Now, you're going to be looking at a couple of things, including Gantt charts. And Gantt charts can give you something. In the world of finance, the spreadsheet had an amazing effect. Now, in a spreadsheet, you've got, we'll say, a profit and loss account, where things are linked together and the calculations are done automatically. Suddenly, it was very easy to find out what would the implications be if the raw materials changed price. What would the impact be to the bottom line? Between the model view control and the Gantt charts, you're able to play with what would happen if this part is delayed. Where is your critical path? What is the one thing that, if something happens here, is going to have a huge impact later on and will either block things or stop things until it's done? A couple of things that I hope will be useful for you guys, and I keep using audiobook because this way I'll know if I can chime in with something else, or indeed ask a question that hopefully has been asked in class, but not in audiobooks. Hope it helps. That's Will Not out.